Charles Croucher, of course, the British correspondent for Channel 9, is actually at Buckingham Palace now and is on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, Richard.
Yes, a very sad day, and I gather there's plenty of people out the front of Buckingham Palace at the moment.
There are now thousands here, Richard. There were hundreds this afternoon when the news first started coming through that the Queen was unwell. We made our way down to Buckingham Palace. And there was a great, effectively, a collective holding of the breath by this country. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise that a 96-year-old was ill, but it was. It all felt that way for everyone. So just before 6:30 p.m. local time, the flag atop Buckingham Palace was lowered to half-mast. And for so many people, amazingly in this age of digital information, for so many people, though, it was that oldest of symbols that was the sign that the Queen had passed away. And just a few moments later, everyone's phones buzzed with the news, and then there was great sadness because this is, you know, an end of a huge era, not just for the people of London, of Britain, but the people of the Commonwealth and, of course, the world. You know, it's a real sense of sadness now as the thousands of people come with flowers and tributes as well.
Well, and I heard early this morning there was sort of a handful of people that rapidly grew to hundreds and now thousands, and I dare say that crowd is growing by the second, Charles.
It is, and that's despite this quite torrential rainstorm that keeps falling, and yet everyone's here with their umbrellas. They're bringing flowers. Every 5 or 6 minutes or so, a big cheer goes up. I don't know who starts it. I don't know how it starts, but it goes up and everyone joins in. It's such a symbolic representation of, despite this deep sadness that's being felt here, that the Queen's ability to bring people together again.
Yes, yes.
And bring a smile. It's a stoicism that we've seen throughout her time as Queen, and a defiance we saw even in that photo that came out in the last sort of 30-odd hours with Liz Truss, the new Prime Minister over here. You know, it was clear the Queen was frail, her hand looked bruised, but there was that beaming, defiant smile that will be her lasting image and her last image in the public.
Yeah. Obviously, there are protocols in place, but as I understand it, it's now King Charles III and Camilla, the King's consort. They'll be staying overnight at Buckingham Palace, and I should imagine later today, your time, they'll be heading back to London, Charles?
Later tonight.
But tonight, yes. Tonight.
It's about 10 o'clock at night here, so they'll stay up at Balmoral in Scotland. He's the King, King Charles III, has made it clear that he will head back to London later in the next sort of 24 hours. So he will then oversee things. The Queen's body, according to this Operation Unicorn, which was one of the plans for if she died in Scotland, is scheduled to lay in waiting in Holyrood Palace, which is at the end of the Golden Mile in Edinburgh, and then come by train down to London. It will be guarded on every station by the military, be given a military send-off as she leaves Scotland for the last time as well. So that will be such a special element as this goes on.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. It's sort of an outpouring of grief. It'll be happening all around the world, but really appreciate your time this morning, Charles. I'd say busy times ahead for you, but thank you for sharing a bit of time with us this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Charles Croucher, Channel 9 correspondent. He's actually at Buckingham Palace as we speak.